Today is May the 10th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. And we're in Matthew 26. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our beautiful God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are amazing grace, the God of beauty, our creator. You are our director of our paths, equal to none other. And free, Lord, you give us freedom in Christ Jesus. You are gracious and the hope of education. You're our intercessor, and you are our judge and jury. You are the key to everything we need today, and you are Lord, mighty to serve, and the newness of each new day. You're the opener of our paths, the God of opportunity, so precious, and you are quick to hear us, Lord, thank you. You are reality and the stability of our times. You are the teacher of teachers. You're understanding and victorious. You are wonderful, Lord. Thank you. You're the examiner of our souls. You are the God who says yes when we need it and no when we don't. You are the zenith over life itself and the desire of our hearts. Oh, gracious God, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the week coming towards the end. Thank you, Lord, for perseverance during the end of this school year, with all of the testing still wrapping up, with all of the anxiety of the children to get done, and even the teachers. Help us, Lord, please, to finish strong and to show that what is important is the stability, safety, and love for the children that we can offer them. We can only do it through your strength, your help, your armor, and your way. We love you, Lord, and we ask you to bless this day for the good of others. We ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are up to Matthew 24, verse 34 today. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? After Jesus told the disciples that they would fall away after his death, Peter said to him, "Though they fall away, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "The word of God, Matthew 26, verse 34. Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." The word of God, Matthew 26, verse 34. Praise God for his powerful words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then to read the lyrics. Today I have chosen Jesus, Only Jesus by Matt Redman as a part of Passion. Who has the power to raise the dead? Who can save us from our sin? He is our hope, our righteousness, only Jesus. Who can make the blind to see? Who holds the keys that set us free? He paid it all to bring us peace. Jesus, only Jesus. Holy King, Almighty Lord, saints and angels all adore. I join with them and bow before Jesus, only Jesus. Who can command the highest praise? Who has the name above all names? You stand alone. I stand amazed. Jesus, only Jesus. Holy King, Almighty Lord, there's no other. Jesus, only Jesus. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the amazing words of Jesus the Christ himself and this powerful song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day at precisely 1:16 p.m. And I know that there are often times that it is most inconvenient, but you can stop, you can pause, no matter what you're doing, excuse yourself for a second if you have to. But when your alarm goes off, just smile and know that you have hundreds of educators across the nation that are praying with you. Today, this one we know we need, we're going to pray for endurance for each of the remaining school days. That's huge, don't you think, my friends? Now, when the alarm goes off and you don't remember what our prompt is, it doesn't matter, just pray. And if you don't know what to pray for, then praise God that he's there to help us, especially in this end of the school year times. We have based that time, 1:16, on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I so look forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his eighth series, and I did them in a mixed up order, but this is his actual first series that I didn't receive till the end of the year, and it's called The Carpenter's Classroom that he wrote 18 years ago in 2000. Today's is called Sowing Seeds of Knowledge. The scripture he chose is Matthew 13, verses 3 to 8. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places. Other seed fell among thorns. Still other seeds fell on good soil. As educators, we are farmers who sow seeds of knowledge. The birds eat some of the seeds we cast. Some students are so distracted, so into their own worlds, and so attention deficit, that little of what we teach ever even enters their mind. Other students hear and know the knowledge at the end of the lesson and day, but then don't study or reinforce what has been taught. They complete little or no homework. Their commitment to education is not very deep. The knowledge that we have planted seems to disappear. The knowledge we share with them is like the seed that falls on rocky soil. It springs up quickly and then withers because the soil is shallow. Other seeds of knowledge we cast falls among the thorns, which choke the plants. Some of our students are willing and eager to learn. They listen to classroom instruction. They study and work hard, especially in their early years in school. But the negative circumstances in their lives seem to choke them and their desire to learn. Family problems, peer pressure, negative, harsh educators, and parents who reinforce ungodly priorities in their lives choke their motivation to learn. Then there is the seed that falls on good soil. The students who receive, reinforce with study, and retain most of all that we teach them, they become fully equipped with all the knowledge they need to fulfill God's plan in their lives. Some become teachers themselves and impart in others a love of the gift of knowledge. For a farmer to increase his harvest, his yield, he has to do more than simply cast out the seed. If he just continually throws out the seed, he will continually have bird, rock, soil, weed, and thorn problems. A true farmer prepares the soil and continually tends the crop he has planted. Here are four biblical suggestions for increasing yield in our classroom. 1. Plow. That's prayer. It is critical that we plow our classrooms with prayer. We must begin praying for our students each year, even before they enter our schools. We need to dedicate each one by name unto God in prayer, cover them with the blood of Jesus, and dress them in the armor of God. We must ask him to remove the birds, rocks, and thorns. We must gather with other teachers to agree in prayer. 2, we need to irrigate, encouragement. The second thing we must do is irrigate with the encouragement of praise and thanksgiving. As the students receive the seed, we must genuinely praise and thank them. Our praise and thanks must be specific and based upon the child's real progress toward a desired goal. We must encourage the students by offering positive, motivating incentives and rewards for the acquisition of knowledge. We must genuinely thank parents for their help in the education process. Finally, we must remember to thank and praise the Lord, who is the true author of classroom success. The third, weed and pest control, discipline. The third thing we must do is remove weeds and destructive pests throughout the active application of discipline in the classroom. Our class rules must be specific, observable, and few in number. These behavioral standards must be realistic, but not so narrow that they provoke children to wrath. Positive and negative consequences must be balanced, realistic, and consistently and lovingly applied. The fourth and final principle is soil enrichment, character education. The fourth thing we must do is enrich the soil, our children's lives, by specifically teaching universally held values directly and indirectly in our classroom. We should select universally held moral values such as faith, honesty, love, courage, work, etc., and weave them throughout our curriculum. If a farmer never enriches and fertilizes his soil, the harvest becomes less and less. We must take the time to teach these values that are the building blocks of morally healthy children. Teaching these values must be the highest priority in our classrooms. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's quote comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Finish each day before you begin the next, and interpose a solid wall of sleep between the two. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the words of Jesus from Matthew 26, verse 34. Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Oh, gracious God, help the Peter in all of us. Lord, we all believe that we will stand for you in critical times. Help us to never deny you, Lord. Oh, that it would break our hearts, and yet we know we are capable of doing that. Forgive us our weakness, forgive us our unbelief, and help us to stand strong in you and you alone, for you are everything, Lord. We ask you for this because of your graciousness, your kindness, and your covering, Lord. We love you, we adore you, and we thank you for everything. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.